Blog Talk Radio.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
your
has been
declined. Your unemployment benefits ran out two weeks ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I still have checks left. Checks
2 weeks
left.
Ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest, your purveyor of prosperity. And this Saturday, June 19th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona for our pre-Father's Day edition this weekend. I'm so excited. I love this holiday. Celebrating our daddies. Pretty exciting. Are you celebrating with your dad? Have you got him something cool to remember him by? Let's hope so. If not, we still have more Father's Day on a Dime helpful hints this episode to get you where you need to be for your father tomorrow. If you hadn't had a chance to check out the midweek update, which we dedicated to Father's Day on a Dime, with all of our fabulous helpful hints for great ideas on the cheap cheap to celebrate your daddy's wonderfulness, you can tune in this program. We are going to go over some more of that. Thank you all so much for joining us. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And you, too, can be on the path to financial wellness relatively quickly by just tuning in each week and applying all the concepts and specific techniques that we talk about each and every week on this show to help build financial independence. We have one more key left after this week. I can't believe it. We are already in our 12th key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, practicing the three R's: review, revise, and recommit. We have worked so hard, for those of you who have been with us this entire season, on getting our finances in line. And now we've been at it for almost 3 months. So we've had a chance to figure out where we were, figure out where we wanted to go, and now it's time to do a little checkup to see how we are doing. Are we on the path or have we strayed? And in either way, last week we talked about forgetting the perfection principle. It's not about perfection. It's about the progress on the process. And so today's episode, we're going to teach you how to evaluate your progress. Because financial wellness is kind of an abstract concept. And financial independence can be a ways off. You know, if you're on a 20-year plan and you're young and you don't even know what your life is going to be like in 20 years, you have an idea of how you want to make it, but you still might not even know. Will I be doing the same job? Am I going to switch careers? So it's hard to stay excited and motivated about something that's kind of abstract and not real tangible. You can't really see it, touch it, feel it. So we use this opportunity to not only see where we have come, what progress we have made, any tweaks we need to make, but also to recommit ourselves and get passionate again about our future prosperity. And we're going to bring that mental prosperity, the prosperity of mind, into today's episode. So we're going to talk about that in the second half of this week's show in our Keys to Riches segment. We also have our regularly scheduled segments of Minutes on Your Money and Investor's Edge. And today, coming up soon, Dean Wagner is going to be joining us. And I have known Dean for over a decade now. He's been an incredible mortgage lender, and we have had parallel careers, and it's kind of funny, as I strayed into the personal finance, education, and financial literacy side of things, it's so funny that we reconnected, and sure enough, he's along the same path too. So we're going to talk about what we've been up to, and also what he's got coming out in the fall. It's going to be pretty exciting. So I don't want to spoil it, so you'll just have to tune in. You'll have to keep listening to find out what is going on in Dean's life. But he has got some pretty exciting things we're going to talk about coming up in a bit. In our chat room, we have the illustrious Kristen Hun, a.k.a. the Huntster, sitting in today's production seat. She's also moderating the chat room, so pop in, say hi. If you have any questions that you want answered on air today, please chat in or call in. You could be featured on the air. If you chat in, if you just are listening live from our Blog Talk Radio show page, just click join the chat and you'll see Kristen sitting in there, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to take your questions and comments. If you want to call in, the telephone number is area code 718-508-9002. 718-508-9002. You're going to need that number regardless of whether you want to ask a question, because that number is one of the ways that you can connect for this week's trivia question. If you are not a subscriber to the electronic magazine, you are, number one, missing out, and number two, do not have a leg up on the competition for our trivia question to win fabulous prizes. We have all kinds of autographed books from previous show guests, plus my book that's supposed to be here if you've ordered the physical copy and not the electronic copy. You're probably wondering where it is, and never fear, 10 days or less, I am promised, it should be here. So you could win a personalized copy of my book as well. Financial coaching, credit report review, identity theft protection. We have a litany of things that you could win simply by answering that trivia question. Now, we always take the trivia question from a previous show. So that makes it kind of easy for the regular listeners. And if you haven't listened, when you get your electronic magazine, you could always go back and listen to that particular episode to give you a leg up on the competition. There are three ways to win, because we podcast this after the show is broadcast live, and if the question isn't answered during the broadcast, you too could still win simply by emailing us at trivia@unlockyourwealth.com, trivia@unlockyourwealth.com. You can chat in to win. If you think you know the answer, pop in the chat room, say hi to Kristen, and let her know what you think your answer is. Or you can call in. Again, that number is 718-508-9002. And this week's question is from Wednesday's broadcast. We talked about Father's Day on a dime and all sorts of great gift ideas that will have value and meaning for Papa without a pricey dollar amount that goes with it. So if you could name one of those gift ideas that we talked about that did not cost a ton of money, you could be this week's winner. So, I'm so excited. I totally forgot. We have a Cafe Press store. Yes, we do, and we have some fabulous organic cotton tees. I just received them, So if you want to get your money on and get your shirt on for Declare Your Financial Independence Day coming up just shortly in a couple of weeks here on July 1st, celebrate your Declaration of Financial Independence with a new T-shirt from the Unlock Your Wealth radio broadcast. They are fabulously designed by the ever-popular graphic designer, engineer, super extraordinaire Steve Peterson over at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. I think you will like them. Front and back graphics, again, organic, and so fabulous against your skin, you can't resist wearing it every day. So get your money on with your new Unlock Your Wealth T-shirt. Oh, we also have them for doggies, too, and you'll find out why. Coming up soon in another week, yes, you will find out why we also have doggy T-shirts. So if you have your own Unlock Your Wealth mascot, you probably need to get him a T-shirt, too. So we have got so much great stuff planned for today. In addition, we have from Psychology Today, I found a really great Millionaire Minute that we're also going to elaborate on for next week's Millionaire Nuts and Bolts show. So I'm excited about that. We have so many new e-zine subscribers joining us this week from the real estate realm. And as always, our focus for our Keys to Riches is to teach people how to build wealth through real estate. And I want to thank all of our new realtor listeners for joining us this week. If you hadn't caught my appearance on J.L. Godfrey's Make It Happen radio show in the Electronic Magazine, we have a link to his show, and he has a motivational show for entrepreneurs. So I talked about things that are a little different than we typically talk about here on the show with regard to money management, but how it applies to entrepreneurs. So if you are a budding entrepreneur or serial entrepreneur, I gave out some really great information on what you need to know to ensure your success at entrepreneurship. And it's very different from what we talk about here on the show, but the information is so valuable. If you are not a subscriber to the e-zine yet, no problem. Just surf on over to our website. And on the front page of our website, you can click to read the e-zine from the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com. www.unlockyourwealth.com. And you can take and find this week's e-zine. And in there is the link to the Make It Happen radio show. I'm so excited about all the things that we have going on. I'm pretty fired up about today's episode. It's practicing the three R's, review, revise, and recommit, all coming up with our Investor's Edge on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned. We've got more in store right after this.
Stay tuned for the second half of Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Keys to Riches. Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with the financial mostest. And I am so excited about this week's guest on our Investor's Edge edition here. Dean Wagner is a personal friend of mine. I've known him for a decade. We have both been mortgage lenders. We are both real estate educators, state-approved real estate educators, so we can both teach real estate renewal hour classes. And I'm not sure if Dean can teach the pre-license, but I'm certified to teach pre-license and renewal hour education for the state of Arizona. And that's so important because your real estate agent needs to work in concert with your mortgage lender when you go to apply for a mortgage. And they need to know intimately what's going on, and your real estate agent can better advise you if they understand the process. So that's why I always liked and enjoyed teaching real estate agents because, one, I was building rapport with them so that they would want to refer me business. But, two, the greater purpose was so that when they are out there doing transactions, the transactions flow smoother when the real estate agent is intimately acquainted with what the mortgage process is. And so I always found a tremendous amount of value in sharing my insight. So the quality of transactions was higher, I felt, and ethics and integrity was maintained or raised in that case. And so Dean has been working so hard as a mortgage lender to raise the quality and raise the bar of mortgage origination here in the state of Arizona. He is so brilliant. He has a tremendous insight that a lot of lenders who are just working because it's a job and they want to make money, he has an interesting insight into the greater value of what he does and how it represents a particular marketplace in our society. And he also has some really exciting news on the horizon. So I don't want to hold back anymore. I just want to bring Dean on right now. Welcome to the broadcast, Dean.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for that great introduction.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on. It's been 10 years now?
10 years.
Yeah. We've known each other quite some time. Both interesting live twists, both competitors in the mortgage business, and now we're both doing some great personal finance coaching stuff now. So I think that's kind of cool, huh? It's interesting.
It is. I think we have a unique perspective that we shared so many families' lives helping them acquire home loans that you really, it's almost like each one's a case study, so you get a good contrast of how to help people get their home loans. In the meantime, you learn about their life histories, finances up to that point.
Yeah, and each case is different, but you learn things along the way, I feel like, that you can apply to each and every different situation.
Yeah, I would agree, you know, and it seems like every family has their trials and triumphs, and, you know, it's like a case study, and, you know, I've been doing it for 16 years, and after that long, you really, you gain a perspective that you can help people and coach them, and really, Heather, it's just little tweaks along the way, and if you can help people just make that one right decision, it can be life-changing.
Agreed, and, you know, that's so funny. You know, I feel like you're like my twin brother or something when you say stuff like that, because I always say, you see a tweak, something right here, right there. And it's a shame that, you know, mortgage underwriting is so mystical to the layperson and why they're not more honest about where you need to be, what the targets are. It's befuddling to me that they don't make it more obvious. People go, well, I don't know if I qualify. Well, why do underwriting guidelines have to be a secret? Why can't people just know so they know where the target is? That was the one thing that always drove me nuts when I was pretty active in the mortgage business. And I think that with what's going on today, because people never knew what those targets were, and it was and the mortgage guy or girl that did your loan just kind of did whatever they needed to do to get it through and never really gave like a full explanation of what was going on. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
I would, you know, definitely, Heather, it's funny, you know, sometimes people are like, well, just tell the bank we're good people and we always pay our bills on time. And it's like, well, you know, your loan is really turned into a product. I mean, almost think of it like a box of cereal on a shelf with a UPC symbol and ingredients and all these things that has to be sold to someone and there has to be a buyer for it. So a home loan, your home loan, the person applying, is a product that is sold to somebody else. And, you know, it's really the square peg has to fit in the square box. And a lot of times people think that there's variations and concessions and compensating factors. Well, there isn't a checkbox for a compensating factor. You know, sometimes there is, but really you have to follow the guidelines. And people, I wish there was that gap where you could just help people. Well, that's what you and I do ultimately is we help people, but almost somewhere along the lines where people could go, okay, this is what it takes to get a home loan in 2010, and you know what, I can do that, I fit that, or you know what, I'm a 600 FICO, okay, I need to get to 620, all right, I can do that, I know what to do now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, it needs to be less mystifying, and that's what I always try to do, is to demystify it. What do you think of where we are? I mean, clearly a lot's happened, and I think everybody's pretty much aware of what's happened over the last few years. And in the event that they, you know, haven't been living under a rock, they're well aware of it. What does that mean to you as a mortgage lender, what's going on in today's economy?
Well, I would say the good news is this economy is the new norm, and I feel like we're going sideways. I can't necessarily say we're going up. I mean, in a small way, we are going up. We're not going down, but we're going sideways. I think there's confidence returning to the market. You know, a lot of people say, well, what are some of the signs for the economy turning around? And really, it's going to be when new products come out. And the reason for that, it means investors have confidence now, and they're willing to lend money. And we are slowly hearing about products coming out and things like that. I think for the consumer, for the homeowner, for the American, they're used to this. And really, Heather, we've gone from a nation of spenders to a nation of savers. And who we are was always shaped by how we spent and what we spent it on. We were what we spent. And now our culture is changing to we are what we save and who we associate ourselves with.
I think that you're right on in that assessment.
Where do you see the marketplace going?
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying this economy is a bit like a W, and we are currently in the middle of the W, and we're going to see a dip go down, probably see the stock market go down. I think home prices are going to stabilize. You know, we're just off the home buyer tax credit where they motivated people to buy homes. But you could see things go through another adjustment. You know, the Great Depression went through that as well. It was a W. And we could see things get a little bit worse. You know, we're in double-digit unemployment, inflation. Our government's printed a lot of money. We got to see how that plays out. We got to see how our relationship with China goes and how, you know, foreign investors are buying our bonds and things like that to keep America afloat. I think we have to go through that adjustment, and then once we come out of it, it's going to be a new culture, a new society for America. It's going to be stronger than ever because it's based on real fundamentals, not borrowing and credit and easy money. And you know, our culture was really like MTV Cribs, and people saw that. And, wow, I just got approved for a $15,000 credit card. Well, let me max it out and go to Vegas and buy a boat. And, you know, and people thought, wow, you're rich. Well, no, you weren't rich. You borrowed it. You didn't earn it. And now because – limits are so strict and it's so hard to get your hands on money, you have to earn for what you do. And now when you see somebody that's doing something cool, it's like, wow, that person persevered. They're success. They're real successful, not just, hey, I did a cash advance on my home equity line or I maxed out a credit card this weekend.
Oh, I know. You know, and here in Scottsdale, it's land of the $30,000 a year millionaires, for sure. So I still think that they're out in mass. I keep seeing them at the mall. So I don't know how we get past that mindset. One thing that I've noticed with some of the coaching that I've been doing this past year is you've got an extreme dichotomy with that some have just emerged from college and they're doom and gloom because they can't get a job in their field. They overspent, they overborrowed on their student loans under the auspices that they were going to get this $100,000 a year job. And not only does that never happen right out of college, that, you know, they would have only ever been worth probably like 30 or 40 anyway, just like it's always been. But now they can't even get that $30,000 or $40,000 a year job, and they're still waiting tables. And they're or bartending or whatever it is, picking up slack with all kinds of other jobs. And they've got a pretty bleak outlook. And then there are still their siblings coming up, you know, 5 or 6 years behind them that are still kind of with that glazed over MTV Cribs look. And, well, I just bought my first car and one of these cool rims and I couldn't afford them to pay for them, so now I'm renting rims, of all things. They're renting rims for their cars, and they're just really making ineffective decisions. And that's kind of what's got me panicked, because we, you and I, didn't really do this. This was done by our parents trying to give us and the kids that have followed us stuff that the parents were making up for in their personalities. Well, I don't want it to be as hard on them as it was on me, but that's what built their character. Yeah. And this poor parenting and this weakness and this sentiment in our society is what I think has perpetuated a lot of this. And because we did that, we raised two generations of kids that feel not only entitled but expectant to the good life, and they haven't even earned it. And they feel they expect to have their parents' rights and privileges. I mean, I'm mortified when I see some kids these days, you know, well, my dad does it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you're a child. What your father does, he has earned, and he is an adult and is fully capable of making that choice. You are a child. Number one, you haven't earned it. And number two, you're a child that doesn't have the option to make that decision. And it just blows me away, this mentality that's coming up. And that's what kind of makes me nervous about what's going on, because this is beyond financial literacy. this is bad parenting rearing its ugly head, I think, at least. That's kind of my perspective. That's what I've seen. And that's in some
Heather,
of the... Go ahead.
Heather, I agree with you 100%. I would have to say I believe 2009 is a benchmark year. It was definitely a change in American culture. About 20 million homes will be going through short sale and foreclosures over like a 3 to 5 year period of time. And that's a lot of young adults that are seeing their parents lose their house. And what we're hoping, Heather, is that they say to themselves, wow, how did my parents get in this mess? And it's not the parents that they got into a mess. You know, America got itself into a mess, and it drug a lot of people through it. But yet the lesson's still there. My parents bought a home and lost it to the bank. Why? How did this happen? And you see the Great Depression benchmark constantly. Why is that? From 1929, there was a lot of lessons learned. And one of the biggest lessons, Heather, was pay your house off. Own it free and clear, because during the Great Depression, the bank could take your house with a 30-day notice regardless, and so if there was a loan on it. So the mentality was own your house outright. You'll never lose it to the bank. And we still talk about, hey, pay your house free and clear. Well, guess what? During the 2000s, from 2000 to 2010, people didn't care. It was like, hey, that's your equity is sleeping money. That money could be working for you. Go get that money. Tap into your equity. And now we've gone through a culture shift, which is own your house free and clear. Also, don't carry any credit card debt. Don't take out a second mortgage. And so along with that is coming get a good job. Be humble. Be thankful that you're making $40,000 a year. Be thankful that you have a car, a normal life, you go to the gym, you go to the park, you take your 2 vacations a year, and that's the culture shift we're going through, Heather. There's got to be a lot more lessons learned, but I think this next generation, unlike the generation, say, from 10 or 15 years ago, this next coming generation is looking at life a lot different than they did, and I appreciate that because that was a bubble gum culture that we lived in. It was unlike any other time in world history, and it wasn't real. As we all know, it was a bubble, and everyone cash advanced their lifestyle. So I hope that the lessons come out of that is a better American, a smarter American, an American that has an emphasis on saving, being humble, appreciating moments, and not this crazy life that really didn't exist that they just borrowed to get to.
I think that is a very poignant observation. I really do. That's incredible. Well, I want to know what you're doing specifically to help facilitate that return to that kind of America. But I want you to hold that thought, and I want you to share that with us after the break. You are listening to Dean Wagner on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagenhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Dean Wegner on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio today. Dean, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you, Heather.
Now, before the break, we were talking about America as it was before the bubblegum episode, as you referred to it. And I know some things that the audience doesn't know, but I want them to know, too, what you're up to these days to help bring us back to that culture of let's own our home outright, let's use our debt responsibly. And you're doing that one family at a time. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, you know, Heather, it's really, this is the reality that we're in right now. So as such, I'm featured in a reality show. And, you know, you could easily say Arizona was the epicenter of the bubble. You know, we popped and we popped hard. Home prices went down about 60%. The main county here in Arizona, Maricopa, led the country in home appreciation for 1 year, world history record for home appreciation, 35% in 2005. Well, it popped, and it popped pretty bad. So as we know, a lot of families here have went through a hard time. So a production company out of Hollywood is doing a reality show here about a family that lived in a very large home and had to downsize substantially. They have seven children, of which six are in high school. Show comes out in December, and it's called Downsized. And, you know, in 2007, Arizona led employment growth. We were number two in employment growth, Heather. Now listen to this. 24 months later, we were number 48 in employment growth. And this family made a substantial income in 2007, and to make a long story short, in 2009, they made zero. They're on food stamps. They're on public health insurance, and they're running about a $2,000 a month deficit, to which they were actually didn't even know. And so I'm featured as the financial expert, and I coach them through their financial and help them right-size their deficit. And the husband's self-employed, so a little twist into financial coaching. So we're not just dealing with expenses, but we're also dealing with revenues and increasing revenues, because it's imperative in this family situation that they do increase, or else they're going to have to not only downsize, but downsize to a point where it's going to be, I mean, they're at poverty, Heather, but it's going to be below poverty. So really, it's an interesting show, and it's really a case study of one American family's hardship. And Heather, they have so much heart. It's really enlightening to see that this family, and they're so willing to listen, and they've gone through so much together. They've gone through foreclosures and bankruptcies. They've exhausted every public safety net, and it's really at a turning point where there's nothing left. I mean, honestly, the last thing is to go check into a one-bedroom apartment or public housing. But that they don't want that. They really want to just go back to being a normal family. And, Heather, it's you know, hanging out at the park, board games, checkers, helping Dad on his business on Saturdays, putting – because he's a contractor. You know, he does small jobs. And helping out Dad on the weekends, putting flyers on doors and knocking on doors and going to local businesses and asking to help Dad with jobs and things like that. And you can imagine when they've got six kids in high school, the whole family's pitching in. And the kids work, and they had to borrow $3,000 off their kids to pay their bills. And, you know, they have to barter with their landlord currently sometimes because they're short on rent. And it's really interesting, and it's really touching. And it's probably the first of its kind in America, and we are just so excited. And the crew is really has really learned a lot from this family. And it's interesting, as I coach the family, the crew will come up to me, you know, and they're like, well, Dean, tell me about this, and, you know, what about that? And just them watching us live, you know, and it's going to be so dynamic when it comes out to have America watch this, and everyone can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the challenges you have with, you know, financial coaching is not just putting the numbers together. I mean, most everybody gets the fact that you probably should spend a little less than what you make. I mean, it's not a new concept. But you and I both know through financial coaching that the challenge that people have is their behavior patterns that were set up most of the time when we're kids or teens. And overcoming ourselves and getting out of our own way seems to be the biggest challenge. How is this family coping with their decision making?
Well, they've made a lack of decision making. It's really kind of what got them into this mess. And like a lot of Americans, they have a huge heart. And the dad put a huge emphasis, because he had six employees, he had a huge emphasis on keeping those guys employed to the point where he exhausted all of the business revenues. Well, then the business had lines of credit, and he maxed out all of those lines of credit. And once that was gone, he tapped into his retirement. And once that was all gone and there was no jobs for the guys, that's when he had to make that hard decision of laying off his six employees. Well, you know, that's unfortunately, you know, and he even said in the show, I had to rob Peter to pay Paul. And I go, let's talk about Peter. You know, and so that was Peter. Those were the three big chunks that he had to do, which was the business, all the business assets, all the business lines of credit, and last, his retirement. Those were his big three, you know, Peters that he had to rob from. And once that was gone, he made that decision, and then it went into bankruptcy and foreclosures. And that's tough. And but you know what's cool is they stuck together as a family. You know, sometimes families will fall apart in the relationship, where the husband and wife blame each other, and one leaves the other, and it leads to a divorce, which is even worse, you know. But they stuck together, which I really appreciated, because they care so much about each other, and their communication is really good in this show. The wife is a spender, and the husband seems to be more of a saver, and so it's a dynamic that I think all American families can relate to. And, you know, it's interesting, as you know, when I went through their fixed expenses and their soft expenses and their income average, it was like, you guys are losing $2,000 a month. And she looked at me, she's like, I had no idea. And it was like, wow, you know, how do you not know you're losing? You know, 70% of Americans, Heather, live paycheck to paycheck. Well, that means you're paying, you know, at least you're living paycheck to paycheck. When you're losing $2,000 a month and you've robbed from Peter so much, it's like, so what people need to ask themselves, am I robbing from Peter? Who's my Peter? And when Peter runs out or stops, because credit, you know, credit isn't, it's going away. It's not abundant. You know, we all remember getting 10 credit offers in the mail. You're not seeing that. Credit card offers are down 80%. Credit card limits are down 60%. credit card approvals are down 55%. You know, people just aren't getting credit. And if you are getting approved, Heather, when I say the 55%, that's because they know you have a 720 FICO score, okay? They subscribe to Experian. They know more about you than you know to yourself. So if you're getting those offers, they've already done their background research. So there's no more Peters. It's running out. So people really need to sit down and look at their fixed hard expenses, and you know what they are. My rent's a grand. My car payment's 500, right? It's like you got to have column A, and column B is my soft expenses. Well, I average $20 a day on food and entertainment. Well, you know, turn that into a monthly figure, and then you know what your income is. You know, most Americans are on a fixed, well, not a fixed income, but on a wage or a salary. You know what's coming in. You know what's going out. Do the math. Heather, the biggest problem people have is they don't want to do the math because it's a reality check. And
yeah, because if they live in denial, what they don't know, if I don't know I have a problem, I don't have to address it.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting. It's, if you're $12,000 in credit card debt and you had zero a year ago, well, you're borrowing $1,000 a month, you're bleeding $1,000 a month, or you're getting from Peter $1,000 a month, you got to stop that $1,000. And a great exercise, Heather, I think that everyone should do is write down everything you spend for 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, look at it. And most people always have an aha moment. They go, I did not know I spent that much on that.
Yeah, because it goes out a little here and a little there. And it doesn't occur to them to save at that same rate. And, you know, people say, you know, you ask them to save $100 a month, and they're like, oh, I can't do that. You're like, but it's $3 a day. Oh, I know, but that's just too much. And I'm like, but you buy a latte a day for $3. And then they're like, what?
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny you talk about the lattes because that does come up in the reality show to the extent of about almost $100 a month on lattes, on fancy coffees, and it's like that's got to come out of the budget. But saving is so important, and unfortunately, you know, you watch television and you listen to things, Heather, and it's about borrow, spend, and subconsciously, we are trained to borrow and spend. There's no emphasis on saving. And when you look at people that are turning 65, Heather, and they come in for home loans, and you know what I'm talking about, well, I've got no money in the bank, I've exhausted everything I have, and I want to go buy a house, and it's like, wow, what have you done your entire life? You haven't saved at all. And, you know, our next reality show, Heather, really should be about people that are 65 that are going into retirement with absolutely no money.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad a lot of times. And then on the other hand, there's people that are in such great financial positions, and it's like we need to learn from them. And it's like, oh, well, I've always lived below my means, and I've always saved 10% of my net paycheck. So if my paycheck was $990, I would put $99 in this account, and I would never touch it. And I've always made sure it got a decent interest rate of return, and I always put it in a safe investment so it never fluctuated. And now that I'm at this age, I have that nest egg to live off of. And that's what people need to do. And Heather, here's a great exercise for people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to say to yourself, okay, this is what I dream of my retirement. I want to have, say, a 1,500, 2,000-foot house. That's going to be about $1,000 a month. I'm going to get about $1,000 a month from Social Security. I want to have these things. I think I'm going to spend this much a day. And really, my retirement, I'm going to spend $3,500 a month. Well, to have $3,500 a month, you're going to need about, that's about $40,000 a year. And $40,000 a year is about $700,000 in some sort of account throwing off interest. Well, you take the $700,000 and then you look at your age, and this is a math problem. This is probably another show or something that people need to focus, but the big picture is to save $700,000 over your lifetime, you need to sit there and go, well, I need to start putting 10%, 15% of my paycheck into this account so that when I am 65, I'm getting $3,500 a month, and you know what? I'm going to have a beautiful retirement. I'm going to have no stress. I'm going to live my life. There is no emphasis on that in our culture, Heather, and you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. And it's unfortunate, too, because it's so simple. Why can't the first hour of every workday be for you? Why can't you work 1 hour for you? Everybody works to pay the man, and everybody trades their instant gratification for future unearned income, and they end up not working for themselves, but they're working for the man that extended them the credit. And I always ask people this question. If I had a restaurant and you came to eat at my restaurant this week and I charged you $50 for your meal, but then next week I'd say, hey, you know, you owe me a couple more dollars. You'd be like, what? And then the week after I'd come again and say, hey, you know, you owe me still a couple more dollars on that. And you're like, no, the meal was $50. And I'm like, well, yeah, but the meal was $50, but, you know, that was last week. Now I just, that it's gone up, so I need you to cover the difference here. So you owe me a couple more dollars. And people are just like, if I ask them, well, would you eat at a restaurant that charged you more the next week and the next week for that $50 meal? And they would say no. But that's what they do every time that they pay for a meal on a credit card that they never pay off at the end of the month, that they allow to accrue interest. You didn't pay $50 for that meal. You paid $50 plus interest for every day you let that balance ride.
Yeah, you know, and if they're paying the minimum, Heather, they're paying that meal for the next 19 years on average. Why would you pay for a Tuesday night dinner? Why would you pay it for 19 years? It's ridiculous. And so
It nourishes you for that moment.
That's it, you know? It's like, here's my new thing, Heather. It's like a rotisserie chicken and a Netflix. It's $6, okay? That's a lot of – it's your meal and entertainment for that evening, you know? It's called the $6 package. And if you find a nice coupon, you can get that rotisserie chicken for $4. So, you know, $5 and you're entertained and fed for that evening. We got to – that's the new norm. You know, that's okay. People need to brag about how much they're saving. They need to brag about – using coupons and the deal I got, and did you know I saved this much? And you know what? I got a Groupon for a, you know, whatever it is for my vacation, and I saved 90% off. People got to start getting proud about how much they're saving, not what they're spending and what they just got. Oh, I got a 42-inch plasma. I want to hear somebody say, you know what? I got a 42-inch plasma on Craigslist for $200, and it was like a month old, you know? That's okay. That's the stories we got to start sharing. It's not, oh, did you know I just got a home equity line at ABC Bank for 2.25 APR, and we're going to go to Europe, and we were going to do that when we were, you know, in 10 years from now, but we decided to advance our retirement dreams and do everything now on a borrowed dime. No, I want to hear that you saved $200 in a special account for traveling, and you did it for 24 months, and you found a deal on Travelocity or some crazy thing that you found out about, and you got this smoking deal, and you guys are going there, and not only was it a great vacation, but you earned it, and you did your research, you got a good deal. And Heather, this is what I tell people, the next 10 years of success will be so much better than the last 10 years of success, because people will have that contrast, and those moments will be so much sweeter, because they'll be able to go, wow, this is amazing. This isn't like my last vacation. This is a new time. This is different for us. The fact that we're here, we're together, we're watching this sunset on this wonderful beach, and this is what life's about.
It truly is. And controlling your destiny financially is so much better than borrowing it. And there's a level of self-esteem and a satisfaction you get when you've earned something as opposed to have just taken something that wasn't yours. So I hope for those things too, and instead of just hoping, because hope is not a strategy every day, that we work at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation and broadcast this show, we do our best to help guide people to make the most effective decisions for themselves and their families. Well, that's the end of our time today, Dean. I am so excited that you came on the show and were able to be a part of things and share all the exciting things you have going on. If people want to get a hold of you, do you have a website that people can go to find out more information?
I do. It's www.teamdean.com, and that's like team, we're a team, and Dean Martin, teamdean.com, and our phone number is 602-432-6388, and I would be glad to offer any insight. I have a book coming out in December as well, and it's called Life After Foreclosure, and it will help people just kind of realize some of the decisions that they got to start making going forward. It builds hope, it builds strategies, and it lets you know, hey, you lost your house, but you didn't lose your home.
Oh, I like that. And for those of you who are driving around that don't happen to have a pencil, you can always surf over to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com and find all of our previous show guests and their links up on our website. Stay tuned. We have so much more in store for you. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for the second half of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Keys to Riches, right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now! For $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally! Stay tuned for the second half of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Keys to Riches, right after this.
Yes, it's that time again for your Millionaire Minute. Each week we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now today. And from the June issue of Psychology Today, they have an incredible article on making your own luck and the five principles for serendipity. Now, they talk about luck is hard to study, and yet scientists have uncovered the startling large role that chance plays in both love and work. And millionaires engage or enjoin serendipity every day.
to be successful. Number one, they see serendipity everywhere. Number two, they prime themselves for happenstance and chance by putting themselves into situations that will create new opportunities. Number three, they say that serendipity is one of the big five personality traits, and it is strongly associated with achievement. And conscientiousness means that you do what you're supposed to do and you stick with it. And serendipity says go ahead and slack off. We'll talk more about that one on Tuesday's show. And number four, say yes. Millionaires discover life's opportunity when it jumps into their path. Instead of being fearful or hesitant, they take a chance and move forward. And number five is that they embrace failure. This is such an important one. Not every exploited happenstance will turn out well. However, it leads you to the next right decision you need to make. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Notice how others respond to you as you have incorporated these personality traits already. Now, create a few affirmations on these five characteristics and utilize them to help you adopt that millionaire mentality. For more in-depth look at the nuts and bolts of millionaire habits, please join us on our Tuesday show where we have our millionaire nuts and bolts, where we spend 15 minutes specifically exploring how to incorporate each one of these habits so we can start our day every day the millionaire way.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. It is now time for some minutes on your money. And I got a few I'd like to share with you. I've got some FTC news from the Federal Trade Commission. At the FTC's request, the federal judge has stopped three companies' allegedly deceptive robocalls, have frozen their assets, and appointed a receiver to take control of the business. AMS, Rapid Reduction, PDMI, and their owners allegedly delivered the pre-recorded urgent-sounding messages that claimed that the callers were able to negotiate a substantially lower interest rate for credit card holders. People paid up to $1,590 up front for the promised services, but all they got were instructions to pay down their credit card debts early to save money on interest. You can read more about the press release at the FTC's website. They have also reached its third settlement in a crackdown on fraud in the prepaid calling card industry. Diamond Phone Card Inc. and its principals must pay $500,000 and not misrepresent the talk time that their cards truly provide. The FTC alleges that they deceptively marketed calling cards to recent immigrants for calls to a number of international locations. Also, at the FTC's request, a district court judge has shuttered 3FN. It's a rogue internet service provider that distributed spam, spyware, child pornography, and other malicious content through the internet. A court-appointed receiver will sell the ISP seized computer services and other assets, and the operation has been ordered to turn over $1.8 million in ill-gotten profits. Now, the FTC wants to restore the competition lost due to the 2009 Dun & Bradstreet acquisition of quality education data. The agency has charged that the sale violated antitrust laws by creating a near monopoly for K-12 data, which is databases used to market products to educators. According to the FTC's complaint, the $29 million deal left only one option for companies that use kindergarten through 12th grade data when selling products, ranging from textbooks to office supplies. So the FTC has mailed redress checks to thousands of people nationwide who have been defrauded. When the checks are sent, they only have 60 days from the date that they are issued, so no lollygag and don't sit on those checks if you happen to be someone who actually receives some money. If you have called some 800 numbers for EDI health claims to work at home, $95,000 will go to 3,500 people who bought phony business opportunities. And $159,000 will be distributed among 19,000 people who were cheated by marketers accused of running a bogus online pharmacy and sold a bogus opportunity to earn money selling it. If you would like to know more about the FTC and be able to get news and information before everyone else, they are holding their Future of Journalism workshop. And it's going to be held at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. It seems like a she-she kind of thing to do. And from the Institute of Consumer Financial Education, I also have a couple of things from them. Their tip of the month is forensic mortgage loan audit scams. This is the latest foreclosure rescue scam to exploit financially strapped homeowners, and they pitch forensic mortgage loan audits. In exchange for an upfront fee of several hundred dollars, these loan auditors, they're either called forensic loan auditors, mortgage loan auditors, or foreclosure prevention auditors. Backed by forensic attorneys, they offer to review your loan documents to determine whether your lender complied with state and federal mortgage lending laws. The auditors say that you can use their report to avoid foreclosure or accelerate your mortgage loan modification process, reduce your loan principal, or even cancel your mortgage. But there's no evidence that these actually help homeowners accomplish any of these things. Now, homeowners facing foreclosure should avoid any business that guarantees to stop the foreclosure process regardless of circumstances. Should avoid them if they instruct them not to contact their lender, lawyer, or credit or housing counselor, that they say they only accept payments by cashier's check or wire transfer, that they encourage you to lease your home so you can buy it back over time, or they recommend that you make mortgage payments directly to them as opposed to your lender, or if somebody also tries to get you to transfer their property or deed or title to them. So do not allow anyone to pressure you to sign papers you haven't had a chance to read thoroughly or if you don't understand it. I don't know about any other state, but in the state of Arizona, it doesn't matter whether or not you read it or whether or not you understood it. If you sign it, it says that you did both. So make sure that you pay attention. In other news, the IRS is beginning accepting applications for qualifying therapeutic discovery projects. Now, they are, the Internal Revenue Service says that small firms may now begin qualifying for certification for tax credits or grants available under the Qualifying Therapeutic Discovery Project Program created by the Affordable Health Care Act. These credits or grants are available for projects that show significant potential to produce new cost-saving therapies, create U.S. jobs, and increase U.S. competitiveness. If you think that you might have a qualifying project, the application is form number 8942, and it's called the Application for Certification of Qualified Investments Eligible for Credits and Grants under the Qualifying Therapeutic Discovery Project Program, and its instructions to apply are now available on the IRS's website. If you cannot find it there, there will be a link after the show posted on our website on our weekly magazine in the Minutes on Your Money section. Applications must be postmarked no later than July 21st, so you need to get on the stick for that one. And Jim Garnett writes, who is a board member of the Institute for Consumer Financial Education, as you know I'm a big supporter of, and their board of educational advisors, Jim Garnett writes a column called Ask Mr. G. And he says, how do you remain stable in an unstable economy? And he has 15 bullet points. And I'm going to blaze through them real quick, and you never know, they could be a future trivia question. By the way, has anybody went to visit Kristen in the chat room? Who is chatting up the Hunster right now? Who has an answer to today's trivia question, which was Father's Day on a dime gifts? Anybody got some of those? I'm not going to go through them on today's show yet until I know that someone has garnered the trivia question. Okay, so let's run through these real quick, shall we? How to remain stable in an unstable economy. Number one, know what you spend. Carry a small spiral notebook for a month and write down everything you buy with cash or debit cards. Other spending will show up in your checkbook, register, or credit card statement. Number two, spend less than you make. I know this befuddles many, but if you find that you spend more than you make, you will need to either make more or spend less. The option of using credit cards to make up the deficit is not a wise option. Number three, cut back realistically. To avoid failure and discouragement, reduce spending on extras by 50% rather than eliminating spending on extras altogether. Number four, stop worrying about the Joneses. Many of the Joneses who appear wealthy are actually buried to their eyeballs in debt, too. Number five, cultivate a this-is-not-a-forever-thing attitude. Lead your family into thinking we are doing what we need to do now, so later we can do what we want to do. Number six, do not carry the entire burden alone. Allow other family members to work together with you to reach the other side of a problem. The old proverb is right, a joy shared is double joy. A problem shared is half a problem. Number seven, do not borrow to pay off debt. The robbing Peter to save Paul is never a good plan. Number eight, pay off debt using a snowball effect. Continue to pay each debt at its current minimum payment amount. Put as much extra toward the smallest debt balance as you can. When that debt is paid off, use those resources to pay the next smallest balance. Number nine, reduce your number of active credit cards to one or two. Number 10, do not be a cosigner. Cosigning makes you 100% responsible if they default. Number 11, sell stuff you can live without. Number 12, don't go into debt simply for tax benefits. To pay $5,000 in interest on a debt in order to get a $1,250 tax deduction makes no sense whatsoever. Number 13, do not use your home equity like an ATM machine. Number 14, fund your emergency savings account each paycheck. And number 15, always remember this one. Be content with what you have. Try to imagine how happy you would be if you lost everything you have and had it all returned to you the next day. An attitude of gratitude always goes so far to get you where you want to go. We have so much more in store, plus this week's key, practicing the three R's, coming up right after this. You are listening to the Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We have so much more in store coming up after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with the mostess. And it is now that time again for our Keys to Riches. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, again, welcome to the broadcast. We are so grateful to have you participate in our show. Every listener is a new opportunity to have our country and our economy take one more step toward financial literacy, and that is good for all of us when we are all more financially alert, aware, and savvy. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, our Keys to Riches segment simply is talking about our 13 keys. a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And each of these keys help you to create financial health and wellness in your family. Last week, we focused on forgetting the perfection principle. And it was about letting go of the mistakes that we've made. And if we've had hiccups, catastrophic events, whatever it is, poor judgment on our parts, it doesn't matter. Because it's not about how perfect we are at money management. Perfection is not the goal. Perfection is unattainable, in my estimation. What is attainable and completely within your power is the progress of the process. At the top of the show, I shared with you that financial wellness is a current state. You're either financially well or sick. And financial independence is kind of way down there. And it can be abstract and intangible because it's just, you know, it's in the ether. It's not like a book or a piece of paper or, as I'm looking around, a TV set. That's tangible. You can feel that, touch that. You get a sense of what that is. But financial health and wellness, you can tell if you're financially well, but financial independence is so hard to stay motivated for. And, you know, if we make a mistake, we can't beat ourselves up about it. And last week, it was all about focusing on the progress of the process and not beat ourselves up. So this week's key is practicing the three R's, but we want to make sure that we're remembering last week because these kind of fit hand in hand. And the three R's are not what you grew up with, reading, writing, and arithmetic. No, the three R's are review, revise, and recommit. Those are our three R's, review, revise, and recommit. Where diets fail, and where budgets fail is because it's something that we go onto and off of. And we talked about this in the seventh key, break the budget. And we talk about why budgeting and dieting doesn't work, and or at least it doesn't work long term. Anybody, you know, I used to always say I was going to come up with this green bean diet, and if you just ate a can of green beans every night before you went to bed, you'd lose weight. And, you know, my theory was that it was because it was a negative calorie food. In a whole can of green beans, there's only 15 calories, and it takes more than 15 calories to digest those green beans. So it has what they call a negative caloric effect on the body. So you could, in theory, eat endless amounts of green beans and lose weight. You would never gain weight. And so I thought, oh, you know, I tried my little trick. It worked for a while. But at some point, your body kind of plateaus or you get sick of green beans. One of the two things happen. And it's not something that can last for long because then your body starts to adjust to it. You got to keep changing things up and keep making things move. And while you can crash diet and drop a few pounds, you can't keep it up consistently because either it's not healthy for you or the body starts to get accustomed to it and then you plateau. Well, budgeting is kind of like the same thing. When you deprive yourself of things for so long, at some point you just go nuts. And you say, I can't do without. And you just go nuts and you blow it. And so what we do is we create a healthy savings and spending plan. Notice I said savings first, then spending. And in order for that plan to work, it needs to be tweaked. And like I wrote about in this week's e-zine, it's about the tweak. How do we make the tweak? So we've got to focus on tweaking because so many things happen to us in our lives. What happens if you're on a diet and you're losing weight, losing weight, losing weight, and then you get pregnant?
Oh.
Well, there goes the dieting, right? Because now you're going to gain weight anyway, and you're not going to be able to diet because now you're going to need to eat for two, and it just, it's out the window. It's not something that you could control. So, like budgeting, you could create a budget, and then, wham, you get unemployed. Wham, you get hurt in a car accident, and you didn't die, but you can't work either. So then what? Okay? One of your parents becomes ill or slips or falls and can't live alone, and you can't afford to put them in a facility that provides care, and they don't have any money because they didn't save throughout their lifetime. So you're stuck, and now you have to take on the care of an indigent parent. What happens if you have an unplanned pregnancy? Forget about the diet. Now it's going to destroy your budget. Well, that's why budgeting doesn't work. And that's why you have to have a healthy savings and spending plan. And that's why the three R's are so critical to the success of that savings and spending plan. Because you want to make regular review. And I recommend doing this quarterly because you are going to, with your savings and spending tracker, for those of you that got those when we did the break the budget key, these very handy-dandy savings and spending trackers, we're constantly noting what's coming in and what's going out. And so we're cognizant of what's going on. And but we're in the trees, okay, so to speak. And when we do a quarterly review, it allows us to see the forest. We can back up and come out of the trees, and we see the forest for the trees. And this will allow us to take our first assessment or our most recent quarterly review. So for listeners that just started the plan this season, you're going to have your Where I'm At worksheet that we did from the beginning, when we did our assessment strategy. We're going to have our Where I'm At evaluation, and we're going to take that. And then we're going to do our What's the Difference worksheet now. And we're going to pull out this What's the Difference worksheet that we've done. We should have done two of them if this is a quarterly review. So you should have two What's the Difference from each month. And now we're going to take a look at where we started, which would either be our Where I'm At or our most recent quarterly review. So if you've been a regular listener for more than one season, you're going to go to your last quarterly review sheet. And you're going to take and see where you are. And you're going to look at your What's the Difference and see where you've come. And then you're going to pull out your Where I'm Going, which are all your goals that we did in Dreams with Deadlines. I'm going to pull out that strategy. And you're going to take a look and see if you're closer than you were from when you started or further away. And if we're closer, yay, congratulations. Even if it's $1, remember, forget the perfection principle. This is all about progress on the process. Progress on the process. So, yay. We are closer, even if it is just $1. If we're further away, we need to see why. Why are we further away today than what we were 3 months ago? Did a catastrophic event beset us? Did we have some moments of poor judgment? What did it? Was it out of our control? Or was it within our control and we just relinquished that control for a bit? Because here's where we have to start searching our souls. Okay. If it was a catastrophic event, like I'm driving down the road and the guy in front of me didn't have his contractor's bucket properly secured to his vehicle and it fell out of the back of his truck and dumped 1,000 nails and 3 out of your 4 tires was flat and the other one was bald when you went in and the tire people would not let you patch. And so you had to replace 4 tires. Was it a catastrophic event that's gone, over and done with? You got 4 new tires. You got a fabulous alignment. It chunked out a wedge of your emergency fund. But that's okay because that's kind of an emergency. We can systematically save for regular replacement. But when catastrophic events beset us, whoo, never know. So if it's done and gone, chalk it up to one of life's moments. Don't beat ourselves up about it. It had nothing to do with us. It had to do with the dork in front of us. Maybe you can send his boss the bill and say, I would not have had to do this if it wasn't for you, Mr. I attached my bucket inappropriately. And I know that one because that happened to me personally. So it's lovely when that goes down. So let's get that one out of the way right away. So we can't beat ourselves up about it. You know, life happens. Crap happens to us. It's over. So while it took us a little further away, we're done with it. Now, what if it's a catastrophic event that's still affecting us? Well, let's save that one for last. Let's talk about our momentary lapse of judgment. What we need to do is really explore what happened. What happened to us emotionally that triggered us to go on a spending frenzy? You've heard me talk about a girlfriend of mine from years past who, when she would ever fight with her husband, she would go to the store and blow tons of cash, and she would, well, tons of credit in her case. And that was a pattern that was set up when she was a kid, because when her mom and dad would fight, mom would grab her and her sister and go to the store and blow tons of cash. And the difference between them is mom and dad were rich, and she and her husband are not. So was it one of those things that we had made some judgment calls, got caught up in some destructive patterning that out of habit, that we just do? Were we emotionally spending? What was it that sent us over the edge? And are we continually doing this, or was this just like a one-time deal? I was having a pity party. I lost my job, and so I thought, well, I'm going to just go nuts because I have a couple weeks worth of vacation. So while I'm going to go find a job, I'm going to go get some new clothes to find this new job. And you overspent or something. Whatever it is, you got to take a look at what precipitated it. What was the triggering event? And it helps when we can take notes, because when we can take notes, we can see a little bit more concretely, especially if we're visual people. And we can take a look and write down what set it off, what precipitated this financially catastrophic act for us. And then write down what we did. And then take and write down at least 3 things that we can do instead of freaking out and spending a bunch of money that we don't have. And then, in our minds, because we know how powerful that superhuman computer of the entire universe is, then we want to sit back and play those scenarios in our heads. And then this time, see ourselves using these better resources. See ourselves not going to the store and blowing a ton of cash, but maybe we go out and go for a walk or a run or do some sort of physical exercise to mitigate that chemical dump of hormones that sent us to the mall traditionally. So now we can feel better because the exercise will release endorphins just like the shopping did. Maybe we can go read a good book. Maybe we can do something that doesn't cost money for ourselves. Take a hot bath. Give ourselves a manicure or a pedicure. Self-care and self-grooming is very soothing and quite important to our well-being. And so imagine yourselves doing these other things and seeing the outcome of those better choices. You're happier, you're less stressed, and when the credit card bill comes in, you're not cringing because you see that mistake you made 20 days ago coming up on it. And that is how we can start setting ourselves up for success when we tend to have emotional triggers. But let's talk about what do we do if it's a catastrophic event that didn't have much to do with us, but it is not a temporary situation. It's permanently changing how we need to respond to our finances, like a new baby, like the care of an indigent parent. Maybe you get laid off or you are required to get some continuing education that you will not be able to continue in your field without having. What do we do? How do we handle this? Well, first of all, if this is more than just you, you have to have a little bit of a family meeting with the other income contributors to the family. And you are going to have to revise your plan. You are going to have to take a look at what your goals are and look at these newly acquired expenses or this change in income and figure out a new way to accomplish those same goals, but get there with a different vehicle. And it might just be some simple tweaks to the budget. Or it might have to be big lifestyle decisions like, I can't live in this home anymore. I must sell my home, even if I have to sell it at a loss, and move into an apartment. Or maybe I have to move across town or across the country, depending on what happens. I had some dear friends that their child was injured and acquired a permanent disability, and the only place that they could seek treatment for this was in another state. They had to completely uproot their lives and move for the rest of this particular child's life to have to live in a completely different area so they could be close to the treatment center. Commuting wasn't an option. There wasn't enough money in the family to have it as a second home and just go there to stay for the treatments. They had to completely change their lives. And these are not easy decisions to make, and they have big ramifications. And so these are decisions that if there are more than one income or wage earner in the family, everyone has to sit down and have discussions about this. It's got to be a way to create a win-win for everyone. Maybe, you know, you have a parent that lives in a warmer climate and you prefer to live further north in our country and they're injured but they can't live there for whatever reason because of allergies or climate, whatever it is, and you have to move in order to care for this individual. These things affect your finances and you can't let it go or dismiss it. You must address it, and the sooner that you address it, the greater ability to respond effectively is as opposed to react emotionally. And this is the time where we have to get our take emotion out of the picture caps and put those on when we go do this. It's just like a business would do if they had to close operations or move operations. They have to look at it from a financial perspective, and they have to evaluate how will this affect me and what do I need to do to still accomplish my goals and prepare myself for these new changes in my life. And this is difficult. This is not an easy thing for people to do, but it's a necessary thing in order to get on track. So that's why our holy trinity of review, revise, and recommit deal with these worksheets. But beyond the numbers, there are lives that have to be lived. And we have to go beyond the numbers when we are doing our three R's. And we have to make necessary adjustments because regardless of what happens today, kids, parents, those things are temporary. You and your significant other are going to have to go on. You and your significant other, as you go down this path of life, or you as an individual without a significant other, still have to figure out how you are going to manage taking care of yourself when you are unable to generate income. And it is not self-centered to think this way. To be selfish is good. To be selfish and to be concerned with one's own best interest is good. And children grow up and go away. Parents, unfortunately, as much as we love them and value their input and their experience and their advice, are not going to be with us forever. And you must change your plan and do your revisions with you in mind. And this is where so many people go wrong because they feel like, oh, I can't think of myself right now. Well, if you don't think of yourself right now, answer me this. Who will? The government? No. President Obama is not concerned with you. He is concerned with President Obama's legacy. He is not concerned about you as an individual. He's concerned about himself and his legacy. And what are you going to do when you take on these new burdens? Because of circumstances, whether within or beyond your control. And those circumstances then eventually work themselves out and they are over. They're temporary, but in the long-term temporary sense. This isn't a week or a month. This is 5-10 years. What are you going to do when it's time for you to retire? You must always keep your goals in the forefront of your mind, regardless of what you have to take care of today. Your higher purpose will always be providing for you and you first. I always talk about the instruction you receive when you fly on an aircraft, and they tell you if there is a loss in cabin pressure, you must put your mask on first. Then, and only then, can you help another? You cannot fill someone else's cup if your cup is empty. Let me say that again, in case you missed it. You cannot fill someone else's cup if your cup is empty. So, this is so important. This revision stage is so important because you must focus on you, you and your spouse or significant other. How do we accomplish our goals and provide for us at the end of our working careers and still manage to take care of our children, our families, our whatever it is, our parents, whatever life throws at us, we still must take care of ourselves. Being selfish is good. You must be the first person to stand in line for you. Because if you don't, who will? The next guy is probably thinking of himself or herself. So why are you not thinking of you? You must do that. It is quintessential in our review, revise, and recommit that we focus on ourselves. And we have that as our guide. Now, maybe we're not going to be able to save as much as we thought, but we still must save. It's called a savings and spending plan for a reason, because you must save first, then spend later. But in no uncertain terms will I allow you to put someone else in front of you. You must take care of you first, last, and always, because you are the first person that must do that, because you might be the only person to do that. And you don't want to be the martyr that gets to the end of the road, the end of your working life, to say, oh, woe is me. Oh, I had kids to take care of. I was divorced. I had to do this. I had to do that. I sacrificed myself for others. Woe is me. And then what? Okay, pity party's over. Get up and go to work. Yeah, you're in a walker. Too bad. You didn't plan effectively. Nobody's going to have empathy for you if you didn't take care of yourselves. There's no reason, like Dean was saying, for people who are at retirement age to still have to work. If you choose to work because you want to keep your mind active, you want to be engaging with people, that's one thing. But it should be a choice to work, not because of poor planning on your part, especially when you have all those years to get there. So we need to focus on that. And then, because financial independence is a long-term goal, financial wellness is a today goal. We can be financially well today. But financial independence is a long-term goal. And even in 20 years, you may still be actively working because you're only 40 if you're 20 today as you set these goals up. But you need to recommit yourself to the cause. Don't say, oh, well, I'm young, I can make it back. Because you know what? It never happens. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen that you're going to get that winning lottery ticket to make it all back. You can't fly by the seat of your pants and live for today. You want to enjoy today, but you need to put a little bit aside for tomorrow. Because you've got to be prepared for the future. You have to be the first person to take care of yourself. It's especially important to recommit and make sure that you are excited and fired up about your goals, especially in light of circumstances that materially alter your financial plans. You can still finish rich. You can still finish financially independent. But you still have to make it a priority, even if you have another kid, or you thought you were having one kid, and whoa, what is that? And you have twins or triplets, okay? If you have to take care of an indigent parent, you still have to take care of you too. There's going to be some adjustments. But you have to still be fired up that you are going to be okay, and after you slog through this next 10 or 15 years, that you're still going to be okay. And you have to get fired up about that. And every 3 months, just remember where you want to go. Revisit those dreams with deadlines. make them satiable, palatable, focus on their energy. Pay attention to what they mean to you. Remember that you want that house, you know, on a hill, in the woods, with acreage, and you want the red stain and the flagstone steps, and that you have this incredible entertainer's kitchen so people can sit around and watch you cook, and that you have these incredible, you know, reclaimed wood floors and this fabulous painting on the wall that's faux finishing, whatever it is. Maybe you want a modern, seamless, minimalist look with glossy, you know, single-color tile floors, with these granite countertops with ragged edges and stainless steel everywhere, and very simple decorations and white walls. Whatever it is, you got to revisit those and get fired up about them. Recommit yourself, because things happen, life happens, and you can get down in a heartbeat. And it is work to stay up and empowered, but it's just like eating elephant. You do it one bite at a time, just like eating elephant. Think about it. Your retirement is this big elephant, because we have to remember when we talk about life as a journey and focusing on what the destination is, because the ultimate destination is 6 feet underground. It's the stairway to heaven. It's not what you think it is, because you not only have to save money for retirement, but you have to calculate that you're going to have enough that you can live on the interest comfortably. So you have to amass a certain amount of principal that will hold you through those retirement years to the lifestyle that you've become accustomed to. So it's so important that we focus on that. And like, you know, I shared with you when we talked with Dean. Work the first hour of every day for you. Whatever that dollar amount is that you bring to an hour, $10, $20, whatever your hourly is, work the first hour of every day for you. The rest can be for others. Doesn't matter. But put you first. You get the rewards financially of that first hour, and sock that away in your tiered savings plan, and you'll be okay. If you can just work the first hour of every day for you, you will be able to handle anything else that comes your way. And for those of you that missed our interview with Charles Buffington, he shared with us that you save 10%, you give 10%, and you can spend the other 80%. If you work the first hour for you, that's 1/8. You can spend the other 7/8 any way you please. So work the first hour for you. Does that sound great? Well, I have some hamburgers to make from scratch. I've got to prepare those, and I want to do it now because the barbecue for Daddy's Day is in 4 hours, and as such, I want the flavors to macerate before it hits that grill and cooks up real nice. So how about some nuts and bolts for this week's key, shall we? So this week's key is practicing the three R's: review, revise, and recommit. And our key statement for today is, I know that good money management and financial health and wellness includes the regular systematic review of my finances, the revision when and where necessary, and the all-important recommitment to my future goals. And the all-important recommitment to my future goals. One more time. I know that good money management and financial health and wellness includes the regular systematic review of my finances, the revision when and where necessary, and the all-important recommitment to my future goals. Our key affirmation for this week, and since we have three R's, you're going to have three affirmations. I regularly review my finances each quarter. I regularly review my finances each quarter. I am great at revising my savings and spending plan. I am great at revising my savings and spending plan. And last but certainly not least, I recommit to my goals daily. I recommit to my goals daily. Now, for those of you joining us for the first time, we use these affirmations and say them throughout the day to help keep our higher purpose in front of us. The first time that we use our affirmations is right before bed. We read these aloud to ourselves with emphasis so we can have our subconscious mind focus on bringing these things into fruition for us all night long, creating new neural pathways to help us accomplish what we truly desire. And then first thing in the morning when we wake up, we do not roll over, kiss the spouse, or let the dog out to go potty. No, what we do is we pull out our affirmation sheet and read them again so we can focus our brains on the higher purpose of today. The higher purpose of today is not dropping the kids off at school, making the hubby breakfast. It's not running around and getting all these errands before we go to work and then go to school ourselves and drop our kids off at band practice and soccer and hockey and all these things. No, our higher purpose is financial health and wellness now and financial independence for our future. And then anytime we encounter negativity throughout the day, we are going to bring out our affirmation sheet and go through them again. Because what we think about, we bring about, and we don't want anyone to rain on our financially well parade. No, no. And some of you might say yes, but then I'll be caught saying affirmations all day long. Well, never fear, you have company, because some days it seems like that's all I get accomplished are my affirmations. But you know what? That's the way life goes. You've got to stay focused on what you do want, not what you don't, because what you think about, you bring about. It's that simple. So those are our affirmations. Our key action is to pull out our savings and spending tracker and go through what we've accomplished, where we started, where we are now, and are they in line with where we are going? And if not, why? And if we need to make modifications, we need to do that today. I want to thank you all so much for joining us for this Father's Day edition of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program. I'm so excited that you chose to spend your time with us creating financial health and wellness for you and your family today and financial independence for their future. Remember to surf over to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. July 1st is Declare Your Financial Independence Day. Fill out the form so you can receive a copy of your own Declaration of Financial Independence today. I also want to thank my guest, Dean Wegner, and the Hunster for producing this week's show and moderating our chat room. No answer to the trivia question, so guess what? Send us an email at trivia@unlockyourwealth.com, and you too could be a winner. Thanks again for joining us on the Unlock Your Wealth radio program. I am Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity. Thanks so much for joining us, and here is to your financial independence.